How many bat species are there in Alaska? And, you know, where is the largest diversity of bats?
Southeast Alaska definitely has the highest level of diversity in bat species. Up in the interior of Alaska, the only species they have are the little brown myotis bats, which are kind of your ubiquitous little brown bats. They're found all over North America. The further south you go, we tend to have more diversity. Ketchikan has 7 species of bats. They have the Yuma myotis, which we haven't picked up in any of the communities further north. Most of the other communities around Southeast, such as Wrangell, have 6 species.
And then just give me a sense of, you know, what have you all been able to find out from this data in recent years? And, you know, what questions do you still have?
Overall, we've learned a bunch about what species of bats we do have and where we find them. We've learned about kind of overall distribution trends. What we are currently really focused on is locating overwintering habitat. So we're using driving survey data to try to guide us to places where bats might be overwintering, and then we're going to hopefully follow up with other methods to find individual rock outcroppings that have bats hibernating in little crevices within them.
So the idea is that you're in your car, you're driving a certain route, and that do you have some sort of device on your car that picks up sound, or what does that look like?
We do. Just this year, we switched over to using brand new detectors. So these are a little bit different from the models we've used the previous years. And they have a microphone, and it's mounted to the roof of the car, same as the old models. And then the unit has a built-in GPS, and then we have a little plug-in speaker that goes through headphone jacks, and people will drive set transects at 20 miles per hour. And the detector will not only record digital versions of the calls to SD cards so that we can analyze the data later, but it will convert the frequencies of the calls to something much lower that we can hear with our human ears, and it will output those audio calls into the speaker so that folks can hear bat calls in real time.